Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as, with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing on the blessings of stability. And what we need to look at now, we've looked at examples in the Word of God, how Reuben, the firstborn of Jacob, lost the birthright because Jacob, when he was pronouncing blessings on his sons before he went home to be with God, he said Reuben was unstable as water. And as I shared yesterday, the Word of God says in James, the first chapter, verse 8, that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And let me just share that in verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. In other words, don't halt between two opinions. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea with the wind, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man, or two-faced man, my Bible says in the corner there, is unstable in all of his ways. Unstable meaning unsettled or unsteady. The soul nature, basically, is ruling. So, what can we do? Because we are all subject to this. We're all, that's, you know, we're drawn away by our own lusts, by the own weaknesses in our carnal nature. What can we do? Well, we have to recognize instability for what it is. It is unbelief. And what's the answer in the response, the proper response, I should say, and answer to unbelief, and that is repentance. James 4 and 8 says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you, and purify your hearts. See, he's talking about repentance, ye double-minded. In other words, make your hands clean, you sinners. Make your hearts pure, you vacillating men, one translation says. And so we need to repent from an up and down spiritual walk with the Lord, because at one point we're really, it's very similar to the Church of Laodicea. I'd rather that you were hot or cold, not lukewarm. The Lord said, Jesus is recorded in Revelation, I'd rather you hot or cold. Make up your mind. Don't be lukewarm. Don't be half-hearted. And in Acts the 15th chapter, verse 9, Peter was talking about the Gentiles, and he said God didn't make the slightest distinction between the Jews, God's chosen people, and the Gentiles, quote, when he purified their hearts by faith. He removed all uncleanness from their hearts when he gave them faith. So Reuben, just like Esau, in his carnality, lost the spiritual privileges that were his by a lack of faith. We know that Esau, you know, he was hungry, he came back, and he was willing to sell his birthright for a mess of pottage. He didn't esteem the things of God highly. He didn't believe that they were important. At a later date, he may have realized that, but we cannot take lightly the things of God, the things that God has promised us. How often have we seen that in our own life or in the lives of people that you know? You can't trust them. You can't, if they say one thing, you may not be able to rely on them. And that's why instability is such a very negative personality or character trait. The Word of God gives high promotion, high praise to those who have stability of character. Let me just share a few of those verses. throughout that are moved, peppered throughout the Word of God, if you will. Let's look at the book of Psalms. For example, Psalm 57 and 7. The psalmist says, "My heart is fixed, O God." Repeats it, "My heart is fixed." What is it fixed on? Obviously, love of the Lord, faithfulness to Him. And he goes on to say, "I will sing and give praise." So, my heart is fixed, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give you praise. In other words, regardless of when he's on the mountain or when he's down in the valley of despair, because he may be experiencing all manner of emotions and trials, but the Lord is constant. He doesn't change. He is totally faithful. He is stable, beloved. When we are unstable, when we are unfaithful, he is faithful. Psalm 112 and 7 says, "He shall not be afraid," that's us, a person, "shall be not afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord." Can we say that about ourselves? Can the Lord say that about us? Are we going to trust in the Lord? If your heart is fixed, you're not going to be afraid of evil tidings. Oh, they may come, but you know the Lord will deliver you out of them all. All the testings, all the trials, you will be victorious as you trust in the Lord, not in your own strength, but in His and in His grace and His salvation. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Be ye steadfast, unmovable." See, that's that same connotation of trait, of not being moved, of being steadfast, not changing, not being unstable. "Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." And then, of course, Jesus said in Matthew 24:13, "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Remember also, if your eye is single, steadfast, if your eye is single, always looking to please God, your whole body shall be full of light. Praise God. And so Reuben lost out because of his carnality. Another brother gained preeminence over him, and that was Judah. And of course, this is the Davidic generation. Out of the loins of Judah came David, right? And not only that, the Messiah, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. He was of the tribe of Judah. And so, beloved, we can claim that right too. We're of the tribe of Judah because our eye is single. And we want to be full of God's light. We want to be full of His mercy, of His truth, of the knowledge He imparts. Even the simple-minded, I don't know the reference right now, but it comes to mind, shall not err when he walks in the paths of the Lord. Praise God. We know, beloved, where we're going. And we understand, according to Scripture, that we cannot compromise with the flesh. And because we belong to Him, whatever the price, whatever it costs, we are willing, quote, to lose our life, if you will. And there are some dear brothers and sisters of ours that are doing that in a literal way. Persecuted for the cause of Christ, they're being martyred for the cause of Christ because they believe in Jesus. But regardless of what levels that we are called upon, we must be willing to lose our life in praise, in dedication, in service to God, however that looks in each of our lives. We're all so individual, and it's just so amazing. There's the standards of the Lord recorded in the Word of God, but God has given you, He's given me, to all of His people, the precious, precious Holy Spirit, who can lead and guide us into all righteousness. He knows the way that we take, and He's able to illumine our minds. He's able to protect us, to guide us as we look to Him. But we must acknowledge His existence. We must, and that's His desire, that we be more and more aware of the presence of God. And if necessary, we're willing to suffer the loss of all things to gain Christ. Praise God. And another scripture I've always loved, "God is working in you Think how beautiful this is, to will and to do of his good pleasure. So what does that mean? He not only gives you the desire to do the things that please him. And, you know, when we come to the Lord, when we first are saved, there's the glow of the strength of that first love. We want to please God. But also, we have that wonderful promise. He not only gives us the will to do his will, but also to do of his good pleasure. He gives us the strength and the ability, victory over temptation. He's given us the promises as far as our spiritual armor, our warfare. Resist the enemy and he will flee from us. Praise God. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. So, beloved, he's made all the promises to us. They're beautiful promises all the way throughout the Word of God. And he's faithful and just to keep his promises to us. We just have to make up our minds to be faithful to him, to keep our eyes single, to set our face as a flint upon the things of God and not allow the world, the enemy, the flesh, our own flesh to deter us, because he is worthy of our praise. He, you know, our heart is fixed. Oh God, we will praise you. Praise God. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent into the world. He is our Savior, Lord. As we have confessed our sins, as we believe on him, that he is the Son of God, that you sent to redeem us and restore us to fellowship with you. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the fullness of the Holy Spirit, that you'll baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire and enable us to be as a flaming fire, if you will, for you, that will burn for you, that we will be your people in these end times, so filled with the power of God and doing those works you've called us to do, that men will be brought to their knees. They will know that one is in us and his name is Jesus, and they will be brought to into the haven of rest, into that glorious salvation that is given us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining, my beloved. I must bring this broadcast to a close. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.